You got your mom and father later?
Five.
Yes, sir. About both my father and mother. My father's a doctor. He's a medical doctor.
Medical doctor?
Yeah, he's still working.
Still practicing?
Yeah. He's only 60. My father's only 60. I'm only 21.
Well, I know you're young.
Yeah.
Boy, if you tell him Tejo on that when he gets there, he'd be surprised, huh?
Huh?
You tell him that you was down in the French country and all?
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying the people and the folks down here and a lot of the things I run into and stuff like that.
You see your daddy's coming 60?
Yeah, well, he's 60 now, yeah.
I'm coming 60, or 65.
You're 65 now?
You see?
You stay pretty lively for some of your...
I don't know if you put that old Tejo.
Huh?
See, I married was 16 years in the war.
Yeah.
16 years old.
He was 16.
And she's 17. And the hard way, man, we got in that old house, we didn't have the first thing.
48 years.
We did.
48 years.
It'll be in October.
48 years we've been married. I'll be
66
in
November. I'll be 65 in February. You're a few months older than me.
We've been married all our life.
We had a wonderful life. I opened up a... You see, I was raised in a store, like I told you, with my dad. I knew the business and all.
Yes.
And after I married, I worked with my dad a while after I married. Then daddy got old, and he didn't want to run the store no more. So he kept his store for his working hands, you know?
Yeah.
Like a commissary, you know what a commissary is?
Right.
At that time, they had a big farm and people wasn't, they had a store, they keep that just for their hands, so it would be handy, they have what they want. So daddy kept the store, that, and then that's when he retired from the postmaster. Then I opened up a little store here, a 12 by 12, with some little old board made from railroad cross tie siding, you see?
Don't want it.
I had $5. I went and seen two, three places to see if they would let me have it. That was during Depression too, in 32.
Money was?
No money. And you, right now they invite you to go borrow money. In that time, if you went there to borrow money, it would throw you out. I went to an old gentleman here, you was here, in Mansoura here. An old fellow by the name of Roy, he had a little wholesale house there. He would talk out of his nose. I went and I told him, and he was always an old man, you see.
Talk out of his nose?
Yeah, English way, you know.
No.
Yeah. It's just... I went in there. That's the truth, I went in there. What can I do for you, son? Well, I wanted to be nice. I was young too, I was about a little over 18, am I?
Yeah.
I told him my story, you see, I didn't have no money. I had a few cattle, you see, but you could sell a good cow and calf for $7.50 that time, $7.50.
That's
the God's truth. He was on his chair, he listened at me, so when I got through, I told him what I wanted, a few little groceries and whatnot. He said, listen, son, you get out of here quick. He said, he's trying to beat somebody. He said, you just go around trying to beat somebody, that's what he told me. He said, get out of here. I came back.
You started a store during the Depression?
Listen, I came back here at Hefner. You didn't go through Hefner. I want you to go back this way. It's a wholesale house course before you get right at the intersection. A fellow by the name of Gary, him and daddy, he was a bank at that time. You know, he ran a bank, but he had a wholesale house. Him and daddy